And I will bring the land into desolation, and your enemies which dwell therein shall be astonished at it.
And at this house, which is high, every one that passeth by it shall be astonished, and shall hiss. And they shall say, Why hath the Lord done thus unto this land and to this house?
Mark me, and be astonished, and lay your hand upon your mouth. The pillars of heaven tremble and are astonished at his reproof.
Be astonished, O ye heavens, at this, and be horribly afraid. Be ye very desolate, saith the Lord. And it shall come to pass at that day, saith the Lord, that the heart of the king shall perish, and the heart of the princes. And the priests shall be astonished, and the prophets shall wonder, to make their land desolate, and a perpetual hissing. Every one that passeth thereby shall be astonished and wag his head. And I will make this city desolate and an hissing. Every one that passeth thereby shall be astonished and hiss, because of all the plagues thereof.
Also Edom shall be a desolation. Every one that goeth by it shall be astonished, and shall hiss at all the plagues thereof. Because of the wrath of the Lord it shall not be inhabited, but it shall be wholly desolate. Every one that goeth by Babylon shall be astonished, and hiss at all her plagues.
Then I came to them of the captivity at Telabib, that dwelt by the river of Kibar, and I sat where they sat, and remained there astonished among them 7 days. Then all the princes of the sea shall come down from their thrones, and lay away their robes, and put off their broidered garments. They shall clothe themselves with trembling. They shall sit upon the ground, and shall tremble at every moment, and be astonished at thee. All the inhabitants of the isle shall be astonished at thee, and their kings shall be sore afraid. They shall be troubled in their countenance. All they that know thee among the people shall be astonished at thee. Thou shalt be a terror, and never shalt thou be any more. And I, Daniel, fainted, and was sick certain days. Afterward I rose up, and did the king's business. And I was astonished at the vision, but none understood it.
When Jesus had ended these sayings, the people were astonished at his doctrine, for he taught them as one having authority. And when he was come into his own country, he taught them in their synagogue, insomuch that they were astonished, and said, Whence hath this man this wisdom and these mighty works? And when the multitude heard this, they were astonished at his doctrine.
And they were astonished at his doctrine, for he taught them as one that had authority, and not as the scribes.
And straightway the damsel arose and walked, for she was of the age of 12 years. And they were astonished with a great astonishment. And when the Sabbath day was come, he began to teach in the synagogue. And many hearing him were astonished, saying, From whence hath this man these things? And what wisdom is this which is given unto him, that even such mighty works are wrought by his hands?
On a measure astonished, saying, He hath done all things well. He maketh both the deaf to hear and the dumb to speak.
And the disciples were astonished at his words. But Jesus answereth again, and saith unto them, Children, how hard is it for them that trust in riches to enter into the kingdom of God? And they were astonished out of measure, saying among themselves, Who then can be saved? And the scribes and chief priests heard it, and sought how they might destroy him, for they feared him, because all the people was astonished at his doctrine. And all that heard him were astonished at his understanding and answers. And they were astonished at his doctrine, for his word was with power. For he was astonished, and all that were with him, at the draught of the fishes which they had taken. And her parents were astonished. But he charged them they should tell no man what was done.
Yea, and certain women also of our company made us astonished, which were early at the sepulchre.
And he, trembling and astonished, said, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do?
And the Lord said unto him, Arise, and go into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do.
And they of the circumcision which believed were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because that on the Gentiles also was poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost. But Peter continued knocking. And when they had opened the door and saw him, they were astonished. Then the deputy, when he saw what was done, believed, being astonished at the doctrine of the Lord.